It was not the mandate that interim Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said he wanted. Just days before the vote, Mr. Olmert's Kadima party was riding high in the polls. Political pundits said Kadima would win 35 seats in the 120-seat Knesset and be able to dictate its terms to prospective coalition partners. What emerged was something different. Kadima won only 28 seats, far fewer than the 40 seats that the conservative Likud party won in Israel's last election in 2003, winning just 8 more seats than the left-of-center Labor Party, a likely coalition partner. Asher Arian is a senior fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute and a professor of political science at the City University of New York. He says the Kadima party, founded last year by Ariel Sharon before he suffered his stroke, has lost its momentum.
Well, the Kadima party was a very momentous development, and had Sharon been well and seen it through to the election, my guess is the results would be quite different. As it is, it seems to have fizzled out a little bit too early, in the sense that Kadima is too small to be a driving force in Israeli politics for the next 4 years. Kadima will run the country, but it will be very, very dependent on its coalition partner.
That might not be a bad thing, says Mahdi Abdul Hadi, who runs PASIA, a Palestinian policy institute based in East Jerusalem. Abdul Hadi says if Kadima can form a coalition with the Labor Party and other parties that support the peace process, there might be real progress in Israeli-Palestinian relations.
If Olmert will succeed in forming a government with the Labor Party and some leftists, he will be in a better position to look for the roadmap and for negotiations.
Ehud Olmert says he will follow Ariel Sharon's plan to set Israel's final border with the Palestinians. He says he intends to accomplish the task in the next parliamentary term, either by following the internationally backed roadmap peace plan or unilaterally if necessary. Abdul Hadi says Palestinian decision makers he has spoken with say they can do little but wait and see how the Israeli coalition building develops.
I'm very much concerned about Olmert's agenda in developing the unilateralism thesis of Mr. Sharon. And some of them are saying he will not be able to go ahead with the plan as is since he needs a coalition. Others are saying it will be a real setback in the whole process and we will continue living a culture of a prison.
Asher Arian of the Israel Democracy Institute says Ehud Olmert's plan to withdraw from most of the West Bank would have been difficult to achieve even if Kadima had won an outright majority. Having to rely on potentially unreliable coalition partners will make the task even more difficult.
Had he won a commanding majority, had there been a sense that this was indeed a referendum on his plan and that the referendum had passed, then it would be possible for him to deal with the tens of thousands of settlers. Recall that the Gaza pullout involved about 8,000 Jewish settlers. Now you're talking about 10 times that number. And so it's going to be very, very difficult in terms of money, in terms of confrontation, in terms of political will for him to pull this off.
Arian says Mr. Olmert does not have much time to achieve his historic objective. Coalition partners eager for a plum government post might be willing to support a controversial West Bank pullout in the near term, but he says the longer the process takes, the more difficult that will become. The dream of Ariel Sharon to create a new centrist political force in Israeli politics that could set Israel's final border could depend on the cooperation of political parties more interested in raising Israel's minimum wage and improving pension benefits than achieving a lasting settlement between Palestinians and Israelis. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.